From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Arab media is reporting scattered clashes around the southern Yemeni capital of Aden. The fighting is happening between forces loyal to the exiled president and southern separatists. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo that 16 people were killed and 142 wounded in the 2 days of fighting.
In a second day of clashes, forces loyal to Yemeni President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi exchanged gunfire with southern separatist fighters around key government buildings Monday in Yemen's southern interim capital of Aden. Arab media reports several official government buildings are in the hands of the separatists, but that a standoff prevails between the two sides in most places. Scores were wounded and at least a dozen people were killed, according to officials loyal to Hadi. Southern Yemeni separatist leader Idaros Zubeidi insists the situation in Aden could not remain as is. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
11 members of the Afghan National Army were killed, 16 others wounded, in an early morning attack on a military academy in Kabul on Monday. A spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry said the attack was against an army unit providing security for the academy and not the academy itself. President Trump says the U.S. doesn't want to talk to the Afghan Taliban following a string of deadly attacks in Afghanistan. He spoke during a lunch with visiting members of the U.N. Security Council on Monday. This is VOA News. A Somali military commander and three of his